Okay, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Movie Madness, where me, that's a certified movie expert in the 716, Jason Pomiatlosh, we talk about movies here. And also, leading off the bat, though, we're probably going to talk about the big event yesterday, which was the Super Bowl. And I don't have any guests due to my borderline personality disorder. So it's just me, but I promoted my sound engineer / R&D guy, John Meyer.
Hey.
Did I pronounce your name? I'm really bad with last names.
Myers.
Myers.
So not John Mayer, like the, you know, like the singer.
The guitar but, god.
Yeah.
Oh. / guy who sleeps with a lot of hot chicks. Yeah.
That guy.
But, hey, thanks for grabbing a mic.
Hey, my pleasure.
Before we get to the movies, I'm sure most people in America, to be truthful though, I did actually not check in until the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, but I'm famous for that. Like I don't like, you know, beginnings are always so, like I also didn't start watching Breaking Bad until like midway last season. That upset a lot of people, but I got right into it. I caught up. He sells meth, he had cancer, and he turned into a drug lord. Hey. Boom. I'm in.
Yes.
And like when I checked into the fourth quarter, it was exactly what I expected. I think the Pats, when I tuned in with like 12 minutes left, the Pats were down by a touchdown. Of course, they scored a touchdown. Stupid homegrown doofus Gronkowski caught the pass. And you know, in that last play, they had to go for it. You were watching the game, right? Mm-hmm. Did you have a party? Yeah. Super Bowl party?
We did. Yeah. Oh.
It was nice. I didn't get my invite. That's
weird. Oh, hey. Maybe next time.
Yeah, next year, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Did you also enjoy the commercials? I didn't.
I thought the game was actually better than the commercials for once. Not too many are standing out right now. Not too many commercials.
I think that part is kind of over, right? Basically,
people were pissed about the, what was it, the Ram commercial?
Oh, because they were trying to use the.
With Martin Luther King's voiceover.
Oh, people are outraged about everything. Well, of course, that's awful. Yeah, I mean, I don't know I don't know if they needed his permission. Did he use maybe just enough? I know if you use like a public access or like a public song for like 30 seconds, you don't have to pay royalty. Mm. So maybe if they just.
Well, it's like a Super Bowl ad though. Like they're paying a lot of money, you know? Would you pay the family? Like, I don't know how that.
Well, I think you might need their permission though. Like maybe it's his, or since they just used his voice. I mean, I don't know. They probably got around it somehow, but. You know, there's always, last year it was that Pepsi commercial, right? Like, I'll make everything okay with a Pepsi.
Yeah,
But even controversy, see, people are talking about it. People are talking about, it was a Ram truck, right? I think I missed that commercial because I didn't check in, but.
It was a Ram truck. It was a good commercial, you know. It was decent, but like people are getting pissed about, you know, using a civil rights centered speech to sell a truck.
I mean, yeah, I can understand it, but just whatever. Move on. I mean, I don't know if anybody has. I'm sure someone probably did write a blog about it, but whatever.
No one's setting the Rams on fire.
I wonder if we did riot. We should be able to actually riot in conjunction with Philadelphia. I mean, because obviously Buffalo hates New England so bad. We're all very happy that we lost. And, you know, speaking of Gronkowski, though, I feel like if you watch that last play, he really did for a 6'6" guy. He mistimed his jump. Like, he jumped too early. Like, I think he could have got that ball if he waited. Everyone else, like, all the DBs who were, like, so short around him jumped early, but he could have jumped late. He had a shot at that ball, which would have been awful if they actually caught that
ball. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, people, I think everyone expected it, you know, in the back of their mind.
Yeah, like here we go.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. They're not even going to leave time.
I know some... You know, I don't want to harp on Gronkowski Gronkowski, because we all know he's an idiot. And he's alleged, he attended Waynesville North for like 3 seasons. Then he moved to like Pennsylvania for like a season. Then he came back or something. I don't know. I think his family owns like some supplements store or something. I don't know. I don't want to get into it too much. But I just know he's always been, to his credit, he's always been a moron. Because he's, no, like in high school, like the news gives, you know, like scholar athlete stuff, and he was always good in football. So I remember a reporter telling me once that, like, one time he was in the gym after a basketball game, just hanging off the rim, grabbing his dick, and just making lewd comments, like, after the game, is just like being an idiot. And then one time he was getting his photo taken here because people come to the Buffalo News to get their photo taken as scholar athletes. And as soon as he got off the elevator, his first comment was like, where's all the girls at? So, I mean, even as a 16-year-old, like, see, you're pretty much set in your personality, I feel like. So he was just,
yeah,
you know, I mean, he didn't turn into a moron. He is what he is. So you got to accept him that way. Just like you got to accept Tom Brady as a successful person, as much as we hate that, especially in Buffalo. We sure. hate success.
Yeah, I mean, we hate Tom Brady for other reasons.
Right. He wears, like, we did start this podcast, and I'm not blaming you. Even though
it's my fault.
We did start. We did the old famous talking. We're recording, so we're kind of just repeating ourselves to ourselves. But yeah, he's not like he's a modern. A modern man. He's a little more. I don't want to say effeminate. Like he cries. He's not a prototype football player. Like I'm gonna go and hurt. You know, he's like I'm gonna win, but I'm also gonna wear Uggs. I cry. I do. I have weird hairstyle. Like I wear the hairstyle of the day. Although I'm pretty sure he has plugs. I think he got, if you look at some old photos.
Yeah, so he takes some weird photos.
Yeah, and yeah, he looks weird when he's walking into the game with his stylish, whatever, herringbone coat.
Yeah, his pea coat.
His pea coat.
Pea coat, pump collar, and a turtleneck.
He is probably listening to Bieber and his headphones. I don't know what music he listens to pump up before a game, but. But, yeah, that's enough Super Bowl. Hopefully the Pats won't be in it next year Bill Belichick is where, if he's coaching, his team's going to be in it because he is one of the greatest. Yeah,
their coaches are leaving. It's
I don't think it matters, though.
You got rid of Garoppolo. You got nothing after Brady. How long do you think he sticks around?
Huh?
How long do you think he sticks around?
Who? Belichick?
Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady? You know what? He still wants – I think he wants number six because no one – I don't think anybody will be able to touch that record. If he wins his sixth Super Bowl, I don't even think anybody's going to win five, to be honest. Like, he's going to be the winningest quarterback in the history of the game because the game's going to change, especially with, as much as the NFL likes to cover up concussions and stuff, the game's going to change. And to be honest with you, like, 20 years from now, I can't even see, like, where's the NFL going to be. I can't.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know either.
Like, guys can't be. Well, it's just so big. Like, they lost viewership this year. I think it was down 20% due to political issues. I believe, you know, racist white people don't want to see black athletes making money and making statements. But I don't know. Like, I just can't see the game going on because someone's. You know, like I heard less and less athletes are getting involved in.
Yeah, there's like the, you know, health concerns and people don't want to put their kids in football. And I mean, I don't know if you saw the hit on Brandon Cooks.
Was that early? If it was earlier in the game, I missed it.
Yeah, he got blindsided, so he was out right away.
Oh, was he?
Out cold. And then I don't know why, but they cut to a shot of Robert Kraft in his booth, and he's like looking around at the people in his booth, like pointing to his own head, going, "Head? Was it his dome?"
Oh, because he didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, he was like oblivious. But.
That's the worst actually part of these big games where they always got to get reaction shots, and it's like I know I kind of like builds up the drama of the game, but to me it's like silly. Like I don't need to see Bradley Cooper thinking, I don't know who he's, if he was like thanking God, if he was thanking someone up above because, I guess he is a Philadelphia native and, you know.
Sure.
Whatever. But I think when something gets so big, you do have to break it down. Like where's the end? Like players can't get any bigger and faster because someone will die on the field. Maybe it'll evolve into something else or devolve into the XFL is coming back.
Yeah.
Let's make it fake.
Places.
Well, no, let's decide who's going to win. Because already I have conspiracy theories about it. I don't trust the NFL because I know we're still on sports, but if you saw, did you watch that Minnesota playoff game with New Orleans?
Yeah, yeah.
I know they say maybe he was getting ready for the hit, but that's really weird where, you know, the last play of the game where he just put his head down, took out his own man, and the guy just ran for an open touchdown from Minnesota. Like, he didn't even keep his head up to, like, watch him catch the ball.
Right.
To me, that feels conspiratorial. Do you agree?
I think it's just a mistake.
Do you?
To a point.
It probably is.
Maybe there's a little, but there's so many variables within that game. How are you really going to, you know?
Well, I know. Like, again, it is split second. Like, when you break down the film, it looks weird. But again, like when someone does make helmet to helmet contact, you know, in those split seconds, someone you can't like someone moves their face, and then that's why you hit them helmet to helmet. That's why it happens a lot of times. You can't change it. But I mean, it looks really weird to me to when you look at that play, because he just didn't even keep his head up at all. And I know he was probably nervous. He's like, I got to make this tackle, but he took out his own man to let that guy. And to me, it's like, I think when he ran down that touchdown, it's not even like Minnesota was going to be in it. It's just, I think then Minnesota opted not to kick because you could not kick the, or they went for two, right? Mm-hmm. And then they just kneeled it. So that actually swung the point spread, though. And that's a lot of, to me, I think maybe the mafia is like, could very be, well, because that's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Because a lot of people, like if they don't, if they make the extra point, it actually throws it to the other side. I think if they just kick the extra point, they would have covered the spread. But this way, you know, he said, oh, I'll just go for two to be safe. Even though you can't return an extra, you can't return an extra point.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
to
a point, but I mean, like on the Super Bowl, there's more money. And like, did Gostkowski miss a field goal to, you know, pay off the second
you quarter. Never know. That's why I mean, I'm not big on conspiracies, but it's just like, hey, why don't we just like let's know who's gonna win, and just like the WWE, it's still exciting, people still watch, and you know, it's, I mean, the action itself is not fixed, people are actually doing flips and, you know, getting hurt, but I mean, they did script it out earlier, so why not just like they go to practice, the two teams flip a coin, you guys win this week, but they still hit each other, but not, you know, no one's gonna get hurt seriously bad.
Yeah, I think, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think there's too much, too much at stake there. To.
All right, that probably won't happen. Just a thought. But let's get on to the movies. Last week, I actually was my famous pre-Oscar show where I am running at 90%, which is true, which is accurate, I think. I haven't really. You can go, actually, if you go to the website, which is likeeffectcomedy.com, I believe, you can go to past shows and see how accurate my predictions are. For the last 2 years, I think I pretty much nailed it. So you can bet on those. I don't know who's betting on the Oscars. There's, you know, they take bets. Bookies take bets on the Oscars, you know. Are you throwing a swinging Oscar party?
No.
Because you look like a man who can throw a good Super Bowl party and an Oscar party.
Thank you. But no. No Oscars for me.
All right. Well, let's look at the top 10 really fast. You know, it's a little slowdown time at the movies. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, again with The Rock, just dominating with 11 million. Well, not really dominating, but still number one. It's been out for quite a while. That's pretty good. Maze Runner dropped down to number two with only 10 million. Winchester, with his 13% approval rating by critics. I don't think it's much better with the public, though. It dropped down to three. And Winchester, I don't know if you know this. You probably don't. Has Helen Mirren in it, who's still a hot chick for 60. Would you have sex with Helen Mirren?
Hey, don't tempt me.
I'm just saying theoretically. I don't know.
Like, sure, I don't.
Your
I don't
girlfriend's
know what
not listening
like,
to this.
But if she's a hot chick
for 60. I mean, you know, I guess I don't know. But actually, this is actually based on a true story. Like Winchester is about the person, the guy who invented the rifle in the Old West, the Winchester, and he died. But his wife made this crazy, crazy mansion because she was a crazy lady, and it has a, like they said it was, they say it's haunted, but it's just because she was afraid of ghosts, so she has all these fake bathrooms that don't work to confuse ghosts. I guess ghosts know when you're on the bathroom, when you're in the bathroom.
It's very vulnerable.
Yeah, so she only has one working toilet, and there's like 20 in this huge mansion for back in the day, whatever, like the 1920s. It still exists as a historical landmark, but like she has like 20 bathrooms and one works, so it's like, oh, you know, the ghosts are confused.
You found it.
But and she has like a lot of rooms, like rooms that look at other rooms. It's like a really weird mansion,
it's
type
like a
place.
Paranoid, schizophrenic.
Yeah, but so someone just took this script and said, hey, it's haunted, even though I don't think there's any actual ghosts in the true story. But like Helen Mirren, which is weird because, you know, she's like one of those prestigious English actresses, so I don't know, maybe she needed the money. Number four is The Greatest Showman. That is, you know, about, I think, Barnum and Bailey. Another based on history. Hostiles, good Western. That is number five. The Post, still going strong. Nominated, about newspapers. And obviously I'm interested in that because I'm involved in the newspaper industry. And then 12 Strong. After that, I actually forgot. Oh, I don't want to say it's about some events after 9/11. And then the Den of Thieves, Cops versus Thieves, yeah. Shape of Water. The most nominated movie is second last. And actually something just came out that's, I think, I don't know if they're being sued yet, but Benicio wrote the script, but apparently there's some 1962 short story that is very, very similar to the story of The Shape of Water. So I think there's some accusations of plagiarism. I don't know if it's going to go to court or not. I don't think the dude, what it was is the dude wasn't in The Shape of Water, no spoiler, you know, like there's a mute cleaning lady falls in love with a fish dude, not quite a merman. He's not a good looking mer person. But in the story that's a legend of plagiarism, it's a cleaning lady is at a military facility and there's dolphins that basically dolphins that she tries to set free. So there's no sex in her story. And then, so I mean, you know, similar things happen though. It could be parallel thinking. Happens in the comedy world.
I mean, I haven't seen the movie or, and I know,
you know, plagiarism happens.
I know plagiarism happens, but.
Well, again, it could be, I mean, he might have maybe Benicio, because it is like a fairy tale, you know, I guess. Like it's, Benicio likes to take things to the extreme, so it's like a real fucked up fairy tale, because obviously a chick falls in love with a fish dude. But I don't know, he could have read the story as a youth and it stays in your head. Sometimes things, like subconsciously, you know, they say that about Robin Williams. It's like you have that, he had that kind of brain where he'd, someone would just be on stage and he wouldn't do it like consciously, like a Carlos Mencia, but he would just hear something and then his brain worked so fast when he was on stage, he would just say it. But yeah, at least
like stream of consciousness kind of thing. Yeah. I feel like it's different if you're writing a movie. Even if you're plagiarizing, you know, to change it a little bit, you know? So
yeah, I mean, that's super similar. And like a military facility, I'm sure that's happened a lot of times. Like, oh, I'm going to set stuff from a missile.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Free
again,
will.
But even a great movie, Coming Back to America, I think they paid Art Buchwald said he wrote a story similar to, you know, immigrants coming to America. It's a fish out of water story. So I don't know, like, if Eddie Murphy. Oh, I think he did say he actually talked to Eddie Murphy, though, and then that movie got made. So, you know, there's not a lot of originality in Hollywood. So it's possible, I guess. I'm sure it'll get hashed out, and it probably won't hurt its Oscar nods at all because I haven't seen it really publicized. And the last movie, of course, I did a micro review of last week, good family movie, Paddington 2, still at 100% with the critics. I'm sure, I think it's at 90% with everyone. I don't know, how could you not like a little talking bear who's super positive? he turns around a whole jail.
Does he?
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah. Well, the best part of the movie is just when everyone just blows past the fact that it's a bear that can talk. I like
yeah,
that.
It's like, oh yeah, it's fine.
Just normal.
He's fine.
Yeah, it's like a clean family version of Ted. Ted 2, the Seth MacFarlane movie. The big movie actually coming. Well, it's on February 16th. Is Black Panther? Do you like Marvel? You like superhero movies?
I do. But I don't know like the structure of Marvel or how they interconnect. Or I know they all have to do with each other, right?
Well, I guess they call it the Marvel Universe. I mean, they, you know, all superheroes, like, you know, Iron Man was in Spider-Man now. Like, everything's kind of interconnected because I think they just see that as a way to make more money. It's kind of complete. Like, if you have to know one, you have to know something about one to see the other. So it's kind of like, well, I should go see that movie then because there's a piece in it, you know, like. Even in the Avenger movies, the superhero. So what's the last superhero movie you saw?
I think I saw Captain America.
Which one? The last one?
The last one, yeah.
Oh, okay. Would you consider yourself more of a Marvel or a DC man?
Marvel, I guess.
Marvel?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm really into the superhero comic movies.
Well, I think there is enough of them. It's just like how many, I don't know. It's just Hollywood is so, you know, they're just looking for money. So they obviously, any comic book has like a built-in following, especially the Black Panther. I guess they're doing the best pre-sale. Like now that's the big thing, not even sales tickets, but how many tickets you sell before the movie even starts.
Really?
Because they have them on pre-sale. So this is pre-sale. I guess Black Panther's doing the best of any Marvel movie. which is understandable. And I guess it's a really, like, Marvel knows how to do good movies. You know, obviously DC's still struggling with Suicide Squad and Justice League. But I think part of the problem there is, like, just Marvel translates better to film because they're just better characters. I don't know, like Iron Man, like they started their universe the way things are crazy. You know, there's mutants, people have special powers, and it goes from there. And DC kind of, like, when they were comics, they always said, well, it's kind of like regular hero. You know, like Batman used to be like a regular dude that just trained himself because he's like, I won't let the death of my parents go.
Yeah.
So I'm going to train. Like, he was like near Olympic athlete, but didn't have, you know, special powers. And now they, like, with the Justice League, obviously there's weird, you know, they're trying to bring in all like Superman and Batman. So it's, I just think that some of their characters don't translate as well. Like, they have to keep it, like, the Batman series by Nolan obviously was good, but that was all kind of basically based in reality. You know, like, Bane was a normal person. He just worked out really hard and had a gas mask on.
He had a mask.
Yeah, and, you know, Batman's kind of like a ninja, but he trained really hard. So
he worked at it, you know?
Yeah, which is what you got to do. He sacrificed a lot, but he was, you know, he had billions of dollars to back him up. He could do it.
Must be nice.
But I actually next week. Oh no, still won't be out though because today's date. Today's the 5th.
Fifth. Yeah.
So we still won't. I don't know what big movies. I will see Black Panther. Hopefully it's good. But I feel like they should just make. They should cut back on the hero movies and, like, use that to make cash to finance more, like, original screenplay movies though. You know, or like actual movies. Everything doesn't have to be taken from, like, comic books now. I mean, granted, it's made Stan Lee pretty. Or richer, but it's probably time to cut back a little bit because super movies are hard. And
well,
then
they're saying there's like no end in sight. Like they're making, and they're gonna keep make a one for each character, and they're all gonna culminate with I don't know.
Oh yeah, there is no end in sight because it's just gonna be CGI, and they make. When they are done well, like Iron Man, they make tons of money. Or Captain America. I mean, Captain America was
Like Iron Man
well.
Was great when it came out. Like, the first Iron Man?
Well, yeah, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they didn't, like... I guess he kind of captured the... You know, but Tony Stark from the Marvel books was kind of, like, an interesting character. You know, like an arms dealer, kind of had a conscience problem because he was making bombs and he realized that was bad after he was taken prisoner.
Right.
But he was also an alcoholic, kind of a womanizer. But, like, Robert Downey Jr. did that well, and then... I don't think it upset the fanboys too much, but you know, like when you got to get on the internet and complain about who's cast, because
I mean, he kind of had that reputation, so he was cast well, you know, before the movie. But
yeah, I think he did okay.
I think they wanted Tom Cruise initially, but they thought he was like too clean cut.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. There was probably a lot of weird people that, you know, like they had actually had Nicolas Cage was going to be one of those Superman, like the Brendan Roth Superman series for a while. And, you know, Nicolas Cage is a great actor, but I don't quite see him as Superman, but I think he could pull it off. He would be like a weird Superman.
It'd be a weird Superman.
Oh, here's what's 50, February 9th, a little before Valentine's Day, 50 Shades Free, a trilogy. I know you probably saw the first two 50 Shades,
no,
right?
I'm dying to see Freed.
Well, you got to complete the trilogy.
Yeah.
See, and again, even this is based on a book, though, that had a good following from women who like to read erotica through, you know, just literature. That's enough for them. They don't even need photos.
No, it's all up here.
This is their porn. But I'm sure it's awful. Peter Rabbit's coming out. I don't know, there's really not a lot of good movies. I'll see something. We'll talk more movies next week. I do know that Regal is offering a pass. It's called the Oscars Pass for like $35, which isn't bad, but it allows you to see all nine, basically all the Best Picture nominees. So I'm going to do that because I haven't seen all the nominees. So I'm definitely, I don't think it's available, but I recommend that. That's a good deal. That's like five times. No, I can't do math. What's 10 into 35? 3.5? $3. $3 per movie. That's not bad. So if you really want to catch up on the Oscars and make your opinions known, do that. And I think that'll be it for this week. I do want to thank local comedian Bennett Sokolowski was going to be my guest, but apparently he had a colonoscopy to go to. It wasn't even required. He just likes to see what's going in on there.
Praying for you, Bennett.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Thoughts and prayers to Bennett. Maybe he'll be on next week. We'll have a guest. We'll talk about some movies. If you want to... And this, obviously, you could check out all previous episodes where I have some great interviews with incoming comedians on Valentine's Day, like Gary Goldman, people like that who are coming into Helium. It's all on the website, lakeeffectcomedy.com, or tweet at me at moviemadness1, and that's two Ds, double Ds, because double Ds are the best. Or, well, Ds are, two Ds are better than one D. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Not to sound sexist. I don't know if that sounded sexist. All right. Till next week.